Hello, and welcome to The Contest. My name is Wang Yan, and I am a reporter with News China. With our podcast, we aim to provide insight into the current trends of modern China, allowing you to understand what's happening today through a historical lens. In the first installment of what will be a two-part feature, we are going to talk about a Christian university in Shanghai,that granted China's inaugural bachelor's degrees and nurtured numerous exceptional people who played pivotal roles in shaping modern China. In recent years, China's youth unemployment crisis has been deepening, particularly among those aged 16 to 24, with the unemployment rate soaring to 21.3% in June 2023.Adding to the urgency of the situation is the projection of a record-breaking 11.58 million new college graduates entering the job market last year. To address this issue, China has implemented a range of measures aimed at bolstering youth employment, including the creation of more job opportunities tailored for job seekers fresh out of university.Despite these efforts, a significant number of graduates continue to grapple with joblessness, even in major urban centers throughout the country. It's a far cry from the days when being a college graduate in China would set someone apart from the hoi polloi and would guarantee a promising career, in some cases even greatness. For instance,From the late 19th century to the mid-20th century, when China forayed into higher education, which was marked by the establishment of several Christian universities across the nation, college graduates were the real chosen sons of heaven. Early colleges and universities played a pivotal role in nurturing a cadre of outstanding individuals, many of whom gained international recognition for their achievements.Harvard University is often held as benchmark of educational achievement. To be enrolled is considered an honor and sets a student among the elite. However, it is a little known fact that in the late 1900s, there was once an excellent university in China, which was often referred to as the Harvard of the East, the now defunct St. John's University, Shanghai.It is well known that a significant contingent of Western missionaries was historically present in China, playing a pivotal role in introducing Western culture, science, and technology to the nation, thereby profoundly influencing its growth. One notable figure among these missionaries was Samuel Joseph Shrestchowski, a bishop within the Shanghai Diocese of the U.S.-basedEpiscopal Church during that era. The establishment of St. John's University was not a sudden occurrence. It was initially named St. John's College. Back in 1879, Shrestchowski merged two pre-existing Anglican schools to create a unified institution. The process of campus construction for St. John's University commenced on April 14th.And by September 1st the same year, the inaugural class of 39 students was enrolled. During its inception, St. John's University not only waived tuition fees for students, but also furnished them with complimentary lodging and essential everyday items. This strategic approach was aimed at enhancing the institution's appeal and influence.However, despite these advantageous conditions, the journey of establishing and running the school encountered challenges. Once the campus was built, the question of which subjects to offer arose. In order to align with the prevailing societal trends, St. John's University initially introduced three categories of subjects: Western studies, Chinese studies, and theology. Moreover, instruction was conducted in the Shanghai dialect.Such an arrangement is quite comprehensible. When a foreign individual establishes and operates a school within a local context, it is imperative to tailor the developmental trajectory according to the specific local circumstances. Within just a few years, the university experienced a swift expansion. The medical department, under the leadership of Wen Heng Li, the president of Tongren Hospital, was established, thereby pioneering Western medical education in China. Additionally, Francis Lister Hawkes Pott, an American English teacher, initiated instruction entirely in English and eventually ascended to the role of president at St. John's University. Upon his arrival in China, Pott found the lodgings in a rural household. Given that the local populace had limited exposure to foreigners, he often encountered the moniker barbarian. In his quest to assimilate into the local community, Pott adopted Chinese attire, diligently acquired knowledge of Chinese characters, and consistently conversed in the local language. He endeavored to emulate the habits and manners of the native Chinese residents in order to foster a sense of belonging and integration. In 1881, Pott assumed the presidency of St. John's University, succeeding Szczesny as its second president. During his tenure, he embarked on comprehensive reforms within the institution. Additionally, he held the position of dean within the Faculty of Arts and Sciences. Beyond his roles at the university, he concurrently held leadership positions in various organizations. He served as the president of the Chinese Christian Education Society, headed the Education Committee of the Bureau of Public Works in the Shanghai Public Concession, and presided over the Royal Asiatic Society. In his leisure time, he dedicated himself to the study of Chinese history. He authored notable works including China's Rise and China's Crisis. His academic pursuits extended to producing works such as Outline of Chinese History and Introduction to Chinese History. In the 17th year of the Republic of China, he published A Brief History of Shanghai. From the late Qing Dynasty, which ruled China between 1644 and 1911, until his departure in 1941, Pott held the presidency of the university for an impressive 53 years, exerting a profound influence upon it. His impact was multifaceted. Firstly, Pott instituted a series of curriculum reforms, notably championing the advancement of English instruction. These emphasize on English education positioned St. John's University as the foremost institution for English learning in China. Furthermore, he introduced subjects encompassing chemistry, physics, and math, aligning the institution with advanced academic paradigms. Guided by Pott's vision, St. John's University evolved into a nexus of Chinese and Western cultural integration. In these syntheses, the Western traits represent modernity while the traditional Chinese culture retains its significance, culminating in a distinctive university identity. The shift epitomized the university's credo: if one learns without thinking, they will be lost. If one thinks without learning, they will be in danger. This composite phrase draws from two distinct sources. The first segment is rooted in Christian ideology, while the latter half finds its origin in a quotation attributed to Confucius. For Pott, St. John's University represented not just a vocation, but a lifelong commitment. He dedicated himself to steering the institution towards excellence. While acknowledging the profound roots of China's traditional culture, he recognized that the prevailing system had significantly impeded the nation's progress. Thus, Pott's focus rested on nurturing a fresh cohort of Chinese leaders equipped with Western knowledge and methodologies. He staunchly upheld the tenet of comprehensive liberal education, advocating for the convergence of arts and sciences. Pott championed instruction encompassing morality, intellect, physicality, and aesthetics, in which all were intertwined. His efforts were dedicated to fostering these principles, shaping the university as a vehicle for holistic personnel development and societal advancement. Path placed a distinct emphasis on imparting knowledge through both verbal instruction and personal conduct. He held the belief that such an approach would yield optimal educational outcomes. Consequently, Path placed great importance on nurturing emotional bonds between educators and their students. Almost every weekend, he and his Chinese wife, Su Ho Wong, extended invitations to students to join them at their residence for informal gatherings and discussions. This practice reflected Pa's commitment to fostering a meaningful rapport beyond the classroom setting. Traditional education in China has historically been characterized by its rigidity and lack of adaptability, often neglecting the development of students' critical thinking abilities. Often, those who emerge from these systems were left feeling bereft of vitality and struggled with the practical application of their acquired knowledge. In light of these shortcomings, Pat resolved to instigate reforms. To address these issues, Pat adopted a two-pronged approach. Firstly, he ardently championed the study of natural sciences, aiming to cultivate students' capacity for analytical thought. He personally authored textbooks like Elementary Reading Books of Natural Sciences and Geography Beginner's Guide to enhance the learning experience. Secondly, he encouraged students to engage in a spectrum of activities and extracurricular pursuits. These initiatives were designed to bolster their overall skills and competencies, transcending the confines of traditional teaching methods. Physical education occupied a pivotal role within Pa's vision. He mandated that students engage in military gymnastics sessions on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Furthermore, he designated military gymnastics as a mandatory course. Fostering the establishment of positive physical exercise routines, the campus boasted well-equipped sports facilities, including the distinction of nurturing China's inaugural soccer team. Pat collaborated with St. Mary's Hall to introduce enriching influence of Western music to students. This was achieved through the formation of both male and female choirs. These endeavors not only facilitated English language acquisition, but also nurtured students' appreciation for aesthetics and rhythm. In 1902, the university established a dedicated singing society, allowing students to delve deeper into the realm of Western music. Under the guidance of music instructors, students developed a keen interest in Western musical traditions and enhanced their capacity for music appreciation. As is widely recognized, China had long adhered to the imperial examination system. In this context, St. John's University emerged as a pivotal institution that bridged the educational gap and propelled Chinese education towards a more modern path. This university played a crucial role in facilitating the advancement of Chinese education. It can be asserted that the genesis of China's university landscape traces back to the church universities. Among these institutions, St. John's University stands out as a foundational entity, signifying an interconnected and complementary relationship. This dynamic interplay has significantly influenced the evolution of higher education in China. St. John's University achieved distinction of being the first institution in China to confer bachelor's degrees, a milestone that commenced in 1907. Following the Xinhai Revolution of 1911, St. John's University underwent significant reforms, notably adopting the credit system and honorary system aligned with European and American models of higher education. These accomplishments underscore the substantial impact Pat had in elevating the status and recognition of St. John's University at both a national and international level. Through past unwavering dedication, prominent institutions in the United States, including the University of Michigan, Harvard University, and the University of California, displayed a willingness to welcome students from St. John's University. Notably, Yale University went a step further by offering admission without the necessity of an entrance examination. From St. John's University emerged a plethora of renowned individuals who left a lasting impact on various fields. Notable figures include Cheng Tianxi, a prolific author and jurist, who served as the final ambassador of the Republic of China to the United Kingdom. Wellington Ku, a distinguished diplomat who gained prominence as the vice president of the International Court of Justice. Further adding to the university's legacy is Rong Yiren, the visionary behind the CITIC Group, who also held the esteemed position of vice president within the People's Republic of China. Shi Jiuyong, a jurist of eminence, served as the president of the International Court of Justice, contributing significantly to the realm of international law. Additionally, Zhang Boling, the driving force behind Nankai University and the innovative Nankai system of schools, also traces his roots to St. John's University. These luminaries serve as a testament to the profound influence of St. John's University on shaping the trajectories of outstanding individuals across diverse domains. From 1913, the university welcomed graduate students into its fold and expanded its inclusivity by enrolling female students in 1936. These strategic changes positioned St. John's University as one of the preeminent institutions not only in Shanghai, but also nationally. During this era, over 10 other church-affiliated universities within China also emerged, such as Yanqing University, West China Union University, Chulu University, University of Nanking, Suzhou University, Hangzhou University, and Lingnan University, among others. These universities boasted world-class faculty credentials and achieved remarkable academic achievements. They collectively nurtured an abundance of visionary leaders, contributing significantly to the nation's progress and development. In 1921, St. John's University took a pioneering step by establishing the inaugural journalism program in both China and Asia. This remarkable initiative laid the foundation for the renowned journalism department at Fudan University. Additionally, the university introduced the Department of Architectural Engineering, which marked the first instance in modern China of a teaching institution comprehensively incorporating the principles of contemporary architecture. As early as 1906, St. John's Medical School underwent transformation, evolving into a 7-year curriculum. This innovation led to the conferral of doctoral degrees upon graduates, a significant achievement that positioned it as one of the first two institutions in China to grant doctoral degrees in the field of medicine. These groundbreaking milestones underscore St. John's University's persistent commitment to trailblazing education and its enduring impact on various academic disciplines within China. Well, that's the end of our podcast. Our theme music is by the famous film score composer Rock Chen. We want to thank our writer Liu Weitao, translator Du Guodong, and copy editor James McCarthy. And thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please tell a friend so they too can understand the context.